Danny Schaefer.
What, we have a malfunction or something? Hey, let's do a radio show. Thursday broadcast show 641 officially starts right now. Danny Schaefer Show brought to you by Evis. Get $50 off free alterations on any dress purchase from Evis Bridal Boutique and Alterations. 607 is your time on the broadcast. Cloudy today with some rain with a high near 65. And then tomorrow could be the nicest day of the weekend. Mostly cloudy with a high of 72. And then, well, Saturday, there's a slight chance of rain, but they say it could be even warmer, up to 77 and partly sunny. I guess it depends on who you believe and where you live or where you're going to be. It is 59 now at the Q105. Hello, Susan, and good morning. Welcome to the show. You're flailing your arms.
What's going on? Did you see that?
My timer's off. What does that mean, your timer's off?
My timer's off. It starts playing 10 seconds. It's all off. My timer's off. So see, when I say 10 seconds.
You mean on this computer?
Yeah, it's really go time for
you. Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
We got to fix that. Can we reboot? Can we reboot it, the computer? Can we do that while we're on or no? I don't know how that works.
I don't know. I'm afraid to touch something.
Ten seconds difference.
Yeah, see, I was off. See, it started 10 seconds. It's
that's
off.
It's going to throw the whole show off by 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. So that's not a good start to the show.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, whatever. How you doing today? You all right?
Well, I'm good.
What do you mean you're good?
We'll talk about the Dirty Dancing show, right?
Are you all spun up on that? I watched it. I watched the first, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes or so.
I saw the first hour up until Johnny says, you got to learn the lift. And she says, what lift?
He can't lift her by himself.
Come on.
There's no way he can lift her by himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. I hope Trisha watched it.
Yeah, when she comes in. I hope so. I gave everybody their marching orders, although I didn't put it in the email. But, yeah,
it's okay.
I mean, that show, ABC must have had a lot of confidence in that show. That's why they put it in for, you know, May. May's an important time for TV. So I guess our sweeps still going?
Is that what you think's going on?
I don't know.
Well, I didn't see too much buzz about it today.
No? Yeah,
I got some reviews on that deal.
I mean, it was very fast moving. It was entertaining. I mean, it really moved. There was no lulls, at least in the first couple of, you know, first hour of the show. Lots of dancing, lots of bumping, lots of grinding. And Katie Sagal, are you kidding me? Wow. You know, she's 63 years old.
Okay, is that a wow?
Does she look unbelievable.
Better than Cher on the Billboard Music Awards?
By a mile.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's not even close. And she can dance and sing, and yeah, it was very seductive and, kind of wrong, but it was very good. Anyway, yeah, we'll open all that up. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff we need to cover today, Susan. Let's start with our national news headlines first, shall we?
President Trump has landed in Brussels after visiting the Vatican and meeting the Pope.
The NFL, sometimes mocked as the No Fun League, is relaxing its rules on end zone celebrations after touchdowns.
Iowa's first female governor has just been sworn in, Kim Reynolds, replacing Terry Branstad, the nation's longest-serving governor.
A new health report that's looked at dozens of studies around the world finds just one glass of wine, beer, or other alcohol a day is linked to an increased risk of breast cancer.
Previously owned home sales dropped more than 2%. Authorities found an acre of poppy plants used in producing opium, valued at $500 million, behind a house down a dirt road near Claremont, North Carolina.
Another spring storm has inflicted some serious property damage in parts of the South.
The rating agency Moody's has downgraded its credit rating for China.
Grand jury has returned an indictment against Richard Rojas. He'd initially been charged with murder and several counts of attempted murder after a car plowed through Times Square.
All right, Susan, open up that Blue Prize catalog and open it up. Let me know what we have for our good-looking, sexy, lit listening radio audience today.
All right, we have Food to Smokey's Barbecue Roadhouse.
Wait a minute, it's not very exciting. I always like that. It's very exciting. It's not very exciting today?
Oh, it's super exciting.
Oh, super exciting. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What else?
Tickets to the Mud Hens on Saturday.
Okay.
We have, a four-pack of tickets. Now we just have one four-pack to Croswell Opera House to see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
You had to say that slow so you didn't curse.
Mm-hmm.
Because you curse like a trucker.
Oh, man, I can really drop the language. But not here because we're on radio.
So that's nice.
Yeah, right. It's a nice outing for a family.
That is.
Yes.
They're coming in today. I think they're coming in to sing for us.
Cool. Well, hence the four packs. So
8 o'clock
that'll be
hour.
Nice. All right, good.
So we'll do some kind of game.
Well, wait,
for
you're
that.
Rushing me.
What?
And
there's more.
We have a sweet deal percolating today.
On a Thursday?
Yes, on a Thursday.
What kind of percolation are we talking about?
Thursday, May 25th.
That's
that
it.
Is today.
That's today, May 25th.
You can log on to our website at 9 o'clock, Q1055.com. Purchase a $132 gift card for $25, which equates to like a six-pack of tickets to...
Where?
Where do you want to guess?
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
African Wildlife Safari Park in Port Clinton. The drive-thru.
Port Clinton?
Yeah, Wildlife Safari.
Where the animals
come
out and slobber all over your car?
Yes,
I want to do that. That sounds
fun. It's fun. It's really fun, but...
But I'm going to take my wife's Jeep.
Don't bring a clean car.
Yeah, we'll bring her Jeep.
And that's not a slam or anything. That's just a tip. Don't bring a clean car. Because the animals come up to your car, and you feed them, and you know, they're messy.
What kind of animals are we talking? Llamas?
Llamas.
Lions?
Camels, tigers, bears.
Bears.
More like giraffes and...
Giraffes?
Yeah, really? I don't know if there's giraffes. I remember going once and...
When you were a kid?
I took my clean car, so I learned a lesson. But it was fun. And they have little pig races. And you can walk around. There's a petting zoo. It's
fun. Oh, my
gosh.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's fun. It's cool.
That's kind of a great summertime family kind of deal.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's fun.
All right. So that goes on sale today at 9 a.m.?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 9 a.m.
All right, there you go.
And
we're always trying to take care of the families here, you know? We're always trying to do that.
Right.
All right, 6:13. Where do you want to start today, Susan? You want to talk about the cops are going to start pulling people over that are using their phones? You want to start there?
It sounds good,
you
but
want to
how
talk
are
about
they really
National Wine Day? You want to talk about that? You want to talk about Dirty Dancing? Anybody watch that? 419-240-1055. I watched it, and I'm curious if Trisha watched it. I know you watched at least an hour of it. And did it hold up to the awesomeness
hype
of the 1987 Dirty Dancing movie of 30 years ago? You know, those are some of the questions we're going to try to get answered on the big broadcast, because that's what we do on the show. Now, I'm excited. Whoa, look at this. Somebody's calling. Hello, Q105. First caller of the morning. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, it's Ginger.
Oh,
hello,
Ginger.
Ginger.
I knew you'd watch.
Did you watch it?
That's cool.
It was terrible.
Terrible? What was wrong with it?
It was horrible.
It was horrible. It was
horrible.
It was drawn out and storylines that didn't make any sense, and even the ending was... Oh,
you stayed up and watched the whole thing.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, it was horrible.
So how did it end? Everybody die?
No, they went back to the movie theater where the movie started in the movie theater where she, well, not movie theater. It was actually, she was going to see a Broadway show
right.
that had to be choreographed by Johnny Castle. And so she's sitting there waiting, reminiscing to herself. And all of a sudden Johnny comes around the corner and saying like, oh, it's, you know, and they sit there and conversate for a second. And then all of a sudden her daughter runs down and her husband runs down and it's just, you could feel that there was something between them, but yet still she moved on with her life and he became a Broadway choreographer.
Oh, wow.
How did the original one end? Didn't everybody die?
Didn't they have
a big dance-off thing? That was the end of it.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't that the big lift scene where he lifted her up? And,
sure, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then that was pretty much the end of the movie.
There, yeah. It's just for the dance hall. That's how it ended. So.
Yeah. So you're not too thrilled. Yeah, 3 hours. You know you can't get those 3 hours back.
I didn't see the whole. No, I flipped to other stuff and came back. I was like, oh, this is still terrible.
So
you flip it back and go, God, this is horrible. I think it's just the characters were bad. The Abigail was horrible. Like the whole, it just didn't make it.
When I
saw
her,
the only person I liked. Not to be rude or nothing, the only person I liked was the sister from Modern Family. She was awesome.
She was.
Sing, okay. She could dance. She's pretty. She got it. Like, it was dark hair. It's, you know.
Yes. I do.
Yeah, she was very good.
Sister good.
Yeah, she was very, very good. And I think they got the hairstyle right.
Yes.
For
mm-hmm.
Baby.
That was it.
But when you looked at her, you don't see a dancer. She's dancers aren't that big and that thick. Did she ever dance?
It was horrible. It was like two step. It was not. She didn't even take the time to learn to dance. It was at least Jennifer Grey. She danced.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Jennifer Grey
did
dance.
She was no Jennifer Grey.
No, not even close.
She was no Jennifer. Oh, because at the beginning, like, Jennifer Grey was kind of not very pretty, but at the end, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she
came alive.
Turned into a pretty person.
That's right. She went from a, what is it, a caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly that could shake it.
I don't know.
How about Katie Sagal, though? Katie Sagal, come on.
I love her to death. I was like, this movie. I didn't even know she was going to be in it. I was just like,
when we talked about it the other day, and I'm like, wow, that seems kind of weird because she's in her 60s. And then when you see her and you see the dance and the song, and it's like, oh, wow, she's perfect. She was perfect.
Yeah,
I love her always. I don't care. She could sing phone book. She could act. I don't even care. She's always awesome to me. Like,
sounds like you got to thank for her, quite honestly.
Well, I was. You get shocked when she goes to the thing, like, you know, Pitch Perfect 2. You know what I mean? Like, she was in there as the Ma. Like, you're like, oh, she's in this. Because you just root for her every time.
All right, Ginger. Well, thanks for calling and giving us the full report. We appreciate it. Okay. See ya. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. She's having a day or a moment or something. That was a little bizarre.
Well, you do, because you watch it and you think you have high hopes, and then you're like, oh, hell.
You know, we'll find out in the ratings, see how it did in the TV ratings.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I was watching.
Baseball. But then you realize, in the grand scheme of things, oh. Now Trisha Texas said she watched the whole damn thing.
She did.
Yes.
She did. Oh, awesome. Ooh. Then
and she
used said
the
damn
word
thing.
Damn.
Oh, she hated it then.
So I don't know what that means.
All right. Well, let me grab another call here. Somebody else is calling live. We'll do it live. Hello, Q. You're live on the air. Who is this?
For crying out loud! Did anybody put the baby in the corner?
Yes.
That's all I was waiting for.
She was put in the corner. Yes. Couple times. Yeah, and her dress was over her head. Her dress was over her head, a little twist. Did you watch any of it, Rob? Come on, be honest.
No, not a chance.
Okay.
Sorry.
I thought maybe your wife was watching it, and maybe, you know, that you would check it out.
No.
I asked my wife.
I
said,
unable to participate.
No, I asked my wife if she was going to watch it, and she's like, nope, the 87 movie was a classic. You don't screw with it.
That's kind of how I feel about it. I couldn't believe they were doing it, but whatever.
Yeah,
that's life. We're gonna talk about the sex scene thing.
We're gonna talk about that today because I say it's about damn time. Yes,
okay.
Susie, it
They're
is about time.
You're not gonna know unless you're driving and texting.
That's the whole idea.
Driving erratically, though. I don't know.
No, there's a loophole. And people are going to start getting tickets. And how much are they is what I want to know. It doesn't say in the stories. And $100 should be. $120? Like the camera lights? Yeah. All of it.
You mean the camera where they can let you drive 100 miles an hour down the expressway and send it to you in the mail because they care about your safety? They're going to pull you over for texting?
Yes.
Is that what you're referring? Okay.
Yes. Exact same thing, Rob.
I'm so annoyed by it. I mean, don't get me wrong, texting and driving is absolutely stupid, but you got all the other things going on, and look at how they handled it.
Well, wait till I go through the story, because there may be some information you're not aware of.
Okay.
I say it's a good thing, because we got too many morons out there that are driving with their phone up above their steering wheel.
Oh yeah,
well, that's
absolutely.
True.
And when a cop sees that, they can now pull you over and give you a ticket.
Yeah, they're in the right place at the right time to see that stuff. I've got people driving like maniacs down Airport Highway, and where's a cop? I swear this person was going 100 yesterday, but they're.
Yep.
They'll
Every
get there. They'll get there.
Hundreds of times a day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rob.
Out, you'll pull up to a traffic light, and somebody's sitting there doing it. They can't put it down.
They can't.
So
they're addicted. It's like crack. All right, dude, have a great day.
I got a quick joke.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Been a while.
What do you got, dude?
What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball?
I don't know.
She choked a little.
Oh,
damn,
okay.
There's your promo.
Okay.
Come on, Denny, that was a good one. That was
have a nice day, Rob.
Peace out.
See ya. Bye-bye. Oh, okay, segue. Margaret's on. Hey, Mags, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Denny.
What
Happy
is it?
Memorial Day. I want
That's
to comment
Monday.
On that Dirty Dancing.
Yes, did you watch
What'd
it?
What did you think?
No, I actually watched the season finale of Survivor.
Oh, yeah. What's her name one? Sarah or whoever it was?
Sarah, yes. And it was a marathon, but I did switch over for a couple minutes. I guess it must have been more towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is, oh, my, I think she was horribly
cast. She was, yeah, you agree with me then. They had the wrong person cast. I mean, her hair looked like Jennifer Grey's, but that's it.
And Ginger was right. I saw a little bit of the dancing. Oh, my gosh. It was little step here, little step there. It was horrendous. I feel sorry for the young girl. It was terrible.
I mean, you just got to wonder why she got the part, because she wasn't a dancer. She didn't look like a dancer. And I'm not making fun of her weight, but dancers are like the girls that Johnny was dancing with at the beginning of the movie. They're rails and they can dance. And she didn't. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Past her body shape.
See, I thought maybe the body shape was once she started dancing, she was going to get in great shape. And that was actually like padding. And I'm like, no, it's not.
She must know somebody.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. So, yeah, I think, D-minus, I think most people are going to give that show.
I feel sorry for the young girl because she's going to get slammed. It was horribly miscast, horribly.
There you go. All right, Margaret, have a great day.
Margaret.
You too. Bye.
See ya, bye. All right, so the other big news, and we talked about it yesterday, Top Gun 2.
Okay.
They are going to bring that one. They're going to start shooting. And listen to this new promo.
Coming to theaters, the sequel mashup you never saw coming. Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman star in Top Gun 2, Rain Man 2.
Uh-oh, it looks like somebody's on our tail.
Definitely an airplane. Flying in the air, vroom, vroom, airplane.
Watch as Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman are reunited once again.
Ray, I need you to be my wingman.
Definitely a wingman. After Wapner. Still gonna have to watch Wapner. Gotta watch Wapner, then wingman.
Don't miss Top Gun 2, Rain Man 2.
344 clouds in the sky while we fly. Definitely 344 clouds in the sky.
I know how many clouds there are, Ray!
Coming to theaters.
Oh, that sounds really good. 623, Denny Schaefer for Stem Cell International. Yesterday, Susie, I got 3 hard miles on the treadmill. Man, I was sweating like a hooker on a busy Saturday night. And that's the beauty of being able to work out now, since my knees were fixed and done at Stem Cell International. You just feel so alive, you know. You get a big sweat going, you get your heart rate going, and you're able to work out without the pain. For a year and a half, I walked around this building, the first year and a half I was here, limping and in pain every day. And then I heard about Stem Cell International. So I don't know what pain you're living with and dealing with. There may be a better way, a better quality of life, and it could come from stem cell therapy, just like I had. Step one, go to their website, stemcellinternational.org. There's a list of all the things that they might be able to help you with. And if you recognize any of those that are giving you trouble, that's when you get on the phone and you set up a free consultation with Dr. Nick Dumas, CEO of Stem Cell International on Monroe Street. Here's the number, 4-